Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Okay, here are some best practices to ensure CRA data integrity. Review all of your data-related policies and procedures and desktop procedures. Review the content. Is it still relevant? Has there been any core system changes or any changes in the core players within end-to-end data integrity process? Make sure that your loan officers and your underwriter or your LOBs are all properly delineated in terms of their role in the CRA data integrity process at your bank. Very important that they're part of the review process as well if they have specific roles in the end-to-end process. Do you have a certain revision dates? Make sure that those are in there and that you review these policies and procedures on a regular basis. Maybe that's the fourth quarter of each year or twice a year, depending, right? If you're in the middle of many system changes, it might even be more frequent. Make sure that you don't just, you know, do those policies and put them on the virtual shelf, right? Very important to revisit them and use them as tools. The best desktop procedures are used to help create bench strength, to help train various team members and make sure that you ensure data integrity and that it's institutionalized for your CRA program and your bank. Now, I would also simulate a data integrity exam. In a previous tip, I gave you the Consumer Compliance Handbook link, and I'll also link in this episode as well, so that you can simulate this exam and see if you would pass the CRA data exam and then check the procedures accordingly. Report your findings and your specific recommendations to executive management. When you do this, you can say, we have conducted a review of our CRA data. Great news, it's clean, and we'll continue to do this on a periodic basis. This is why we do it, and this is part of our CRA program governance. If there are issues, you could say we've conducted a review, we found a systemic issue, or we have some training to do because there's some manual errors we found. Here's what we found, here's the root cause, and here's what we're going to do about it, and we'll loop back to you at the next interval to show you how we're managing the risk for the bank. So it can go either way, right? So training, of course, is so key to all of this data integrity best practice. You want to train your LOBs. You want to train your core staff. You want to make sure everybody understands the key aspects of running a CRA data integrity program. So you want to make sure that your compliance team members are cross-trained as well. Executive management knows your program, and everybody is working together to ensure CRA data integrity. So you want to train, but then train again, right? There's never enough because people move positions, new people come into the bank. The best practices that are associated with CRA data integrity, it's never ending, right? We have to keep working it, make sure it's part of your core governance, revisit this work, and make sure you're able to ensure compliance and integrity. So I know that that's a lot to take in, but it's really critical that if you haven't thought about your data integrity lately, pull up those policies and procedures, see if there's a way to level up and to revisit those procedures along the way. Hope that helps. Until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.